Now, football fans have caught the first glimpse of the Team GB kit for London 2012. The Welshman Gareth Bale and Aaron Ramsey have been modelling the shirt. That won't please the Welsh FA because they don't want to be part of a British team because they're afraid it might compromise their standing within FIFA. The football governing bodies in Scotland and Northern Ireland feel the same way about allowing players to compete in the Olympics. Let's speak to Kevin Brennan, who's the Labour MP for Cardiff West and the Shadow Schools Minister. Hello, Kevin.
Hello.
And also Vince Arm, who is the chairman of the Welsh Football Supporters Federation. Hi, Vince.
Good evening.
Did I pronounce your second name right?
Vincent Alm, yeah.
Alm, so you say the L. I wasn't sure.
Yeah,
apologies.
Yeah.
Right,
Vince. Swedish, it is.
Oh. All right, fair enough. Explain then what you think about this photograph that you will have seen of the two of them modelling the shirt. How do you feel about it?
It's not so much the photograph, it's the idea of a Team GB is our concern. We see it as a thin end of a wedge of getting rid of our identity as a Welsh footballing nation and Scottish and Irish, Northern Irish. And the reason for that is because for many years there's been a lot of football unions throughout the world who have been quite, well, for a better word, jealous of for the home unions being one of the mighty seven who make up all the rules and regulations for football.
Yeah.
And
well,
and they see it as a conflict of interest, you know, that we're from the same part of Europe, that we've got a lot of links, you know, we're close as countries. So they're very uneasy that we've had this power in the UK.
Okay, so what's your understanding then of why Gareth Bale and Aaron Ramsey have done this?
They probably wouldn't know, to be honest with you. There's millions and millions of people throughout the UK who are probably ignorant of the fact that there's a, there's an underlying current here of jealousy amongst other football nations that the four home unions do have this power within football.
But so hang on a minute. You think that Gareth Bale and Aaron Ramsey, when they stuck that shirt on, didn't know the position of the Welsh FA?
They knew the position of the Welsh FA. You'd have to ask them why they put the shirt on.
But why do you think they put the shirt on? Because obviously
Like most football players, they probably see Team GB as like, you know, a British Lions. You know, it's a pinnacle of a career that to be part of a British team. And I'm not dead against the British team if there wasn't this undercurrent that's within FIFA. To try and get the four home nations to unite.
Okay.
And that is a major concern for us.
All right, Kevin, what do you make of the fact that they put the shirt on?
I say good luck to them. I mean, it's a one-off, this GB team for 2012, because the Olympics is coming to London. And these two, you know, fantastic young Welsh footballers, have got the chance to compete in an international tournament and possibly win an Olympic medal. I've been around for quite some time. The last time Wales qualified for the World Cup was back in 1958. So never in my lifetime, you know, have Welsh players had a chance to compete at this sort of level in this kind of tournament. And it's a one-off opportunity. And I think the concerns, which I understand where the Football Association of Wales are coming from, because they're worried about their status. But FIFA have said it won't impact upon their status in any case. I think there'd be an incredible outcry if there was any attempt to use this one-off event as a way of ending the status of Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and England for that matter, within FIFA.
Yeah, so you don't think, as Vince said, that even though it is a one-off, that it's the thin end of the wedge, as he said?
No, I don't. I think there is no intention, as I understand it, to repeat this in Olympics when they're held elsewhere around the world. But because it's coming to London, it was thought a good idea to enter a GB team. We happen at the moment to have two, you know, incredibly talented players in Aaron Ramsey and Gareth Bale playing at the top level in the Premiership. And there are others who might also play, overage players. I know Craig Bellamy has expressed an interest as well and is supporting the move of Gareth Bale and Aaron Ramsey. So I say good luck to them and, you know, let's get behind it next summer and let's see if we can win a medal.